Hey you, don't listen to that. Listen to this. This is the heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well listen, Buster, you better spark to move your feet to the rockiest, rock steady beat of Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goofy, Goofy.
Hello.
I'm a bit scared to say it. This was supposed to be the all-new super brilliant world on You Found Punky Radio. Me and Tony in the house. Respect. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
But every single piece of equipment that we used to use to make this show when we did it face-to-face before we were on Skype has clearly needs a bit of a service. And we're hardly daring move. This is even the old bed because we've got the everything's live. Everything's completely live.
Oh, yeah.
Tony at the controls. And
looking quite worried.
This was supposed to be a show that you could nip up, we could do it, you get in a car, get back, edit it, lovely job. It's already taken longer than usual. We've had major problems. This is going to be the longest show it's ever taken to record ever, and it's supposed to be the easiest. There's only really one way to get around this, Tony.
That's,
I think, to play the first song.
I'd say let's go for it.
So let's do it. Let's play it right now. Resistance 77 from the album Songs for a Nanny State, All for One.
So the pub become a trend. Look, I have one as a friend. Look at me and my old chums. How selfish and how kind we waste. We all live in slums. But we can't do that, you see. We can't live in poverty. That is why that we can use to fund the cost for us. With millions in the bank, you could say we're all the poor kids, starving and slaves, but it's all about yourself and CD sales. It gets you the attention that you all crave. All for one, none for all. They give up their time for free as their cash rolls in while you pay. None for all. So Paul and Cole, so righteous you will know. They're just in it for themselves. If they really care, they can solve the problems without us. They're not made such a fuss. By moral blackmail to everyone but the stars. With millions in the bank, you could say all the poor kids, starving and slaves, but it's all about yourself and CD sales. It gets you the attention that you all crave.
Oh, is Resistance 77, all the way from the heart of Sherwood Forest. They are a band of outlaws, aren't they?
They are
a band of outlaws from around the corner from you. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Res77?
It is indeed. MySpace.com/ Res77. R-E-S-7-7, which makes it Tony 1, Paulie B, the Internet 0. Now it's time for MySpace comments, except we haven't had any. MySpace.com/ Punky Radio. Please do leave your comments for us, particularly listeners, we're asking here, rather than bands and that. Because bands, we get comments from bands all the time saying, this is our new CD, we're doing these gigs, this is all that. But we like the funny stuff. We like the funny stuff. Even though you're not on MySpace anymore, most of you, just log back in if you can remember your password and leave us something silly because you do like it. Alternatively, you could leave something on our Facebook group page, which is groups.to/ Punky. Make sure that you join up the group and then you can leave comments on there, except that you haven't done that either. So that means we haven't got anything there either, which means, Tony, in this bit, I'm just going to talk to you about this new podcast, which is presumably where everyone's listenership and comments are going. It's called Kuru Radio.
Okay.
K-U-R-U. Kuru.
Huh.
And it's a new podcast made by none other than the inimitable Monsieur Jeffrey Ugly Shoes of, depending on where you are at the time and where he is at the time, somewhere in Mississippi. And I have a feeling, I haven't had a chance to listen to yet. I was supposed to listen this afternoon, didn't get a chance. I'm going to try and listen this week, but I've got a feeling it's on MySpace and Facebook. And if you just type into Google KURU Kuru Radio, you will find it. It's not going to be dissimilar from this, I think, in that there's chat and there's music, and it's decent people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's hosting, is it just him?
No, I think there's other people involved. I don't think it's just Jeff, because basically you couldn't do with just an hour of Jeffrey. Right. The thing is that I can't give you a lot more information about it. I don't even know whether it's bands local to the area or whether they're just playing what they want. I suspect it might be, certainly in the first instance, bands from the Mississippi area that Jeff already knows. So it'll be a really good little piece of southern life.
Okay.
I reckon definitely worth a go. By the way, this is, you listen to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us. Thank you to me for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Done.
See, I am in control of the fucking beds, which also means there could be some karate chops later on in the show for the first time in a long time. Something
maybe
else I'm looking forward to. Now, Tony, you're moving to Nottingham.
I am. Finally.
You found a place to live. We're not going to give people the address.
No. No. We're in a nice part of Nottingham, nice two-bedroom flat. The car parking space, everything sorted, really nice, and we're moving 1st of March.
So. Is this so you can make it easier for yourself and the rest of the outlaws to attack the sheriff?
Exactly.
They can use it. Is it going to be a secret house? Are there secret tunnels? Secret tunnels.
I think there are.
There's going to be secret. I mean, you are very close to the castle.
We are. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Very close to the castle. And that bit isn't made up.
No.
You are very close.
Yeah.
Where you're moving to is very close to Nottingham Castle. So should there be any more problems from the sheriff, or should Guy of Gisburn get a bit naughty again?
We can sort it out.
Got a lovely bass, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Keep moving.
Nice
keep
work.
Moving.
A band with a lovely bass, Tony. Oh, the Dolly Rocker Movement.
Okay.
Who are from Australia, but signed to Bad Afro Records for their latest album. Which is Our Days, Mind the Time. We played a track off this the other week. In fact, there's two bands that we played a fortnight ago that we're playing on this week's show as well. These are the first ones, and the other ones are later on in the show, but are equally spaced to the end, so they'll be track 7. And also, just while I'm here, the first 4 songs in this show, the first half of the show this week, all have 3 words in the title. You've heard All For One. This is the Dolly Rocker Movement. What I want to know is, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Dolly Rocker Movement?
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Neil. This is Sold For Sinners.
lesson of delirium. Where is the life that I've begun? I saw the tale.
Sold for Sinners, Tony. That's a little bit of hippie, garage, late 60s psychedelic nonsense for you there. A very good album. If you like that track, if you like that track, check out the rest of them, either on MySpace or go to the Bad Afro website, you'll be able to find more about them. On there, of course, you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thank you, Paul, for doing such a great job on the bass this week. It's my pleasure. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got any podcast early comments?
I do. Thank you for all your comments so far this month. It's the last week of January, so let's hold off now till February. It's the 1st of February next Monday, so why not vote for us next Monday?
Very good idea.
Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in the comment, if so wish, because we read them out. And thank you all for your comments so far this month. We've had quite a few, so thank you for listening.
We're drinking smoothies, by the way.
It's
strawberry
nice.
And bananas.
Revitalised.
It offsets the fags quite well. I reckon I'm on an equilibrium.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here the top five.
Bananas.
Funky rules. Play our stuff. Misspelt. But fair enough. And I think we have done.
Yes, and we will again.
Yeah.
I think there's some of those we haven't played yet.
Wasn't
I'll dig it like out for next week.
Was it a four-track EP, wasn't it, that one?
Was it?
I think so.
Or did
I
we have more
sure
than that?
Oh, maybe.
I think I might have got more than that.
Okay.
I'll find out. Misspell 2.0.
Cool. The best. Great show, great energy, great music and banter. Long may it run. All the hard work that must go into producing this show is very much appreciated.
Fucking hell, there's been a lot of hard work on it on this one.
Great to hear the music you guys play. Always something special.
Always something special.
From Rattling Bone.
Rattling Bone, you know what to do. We need more information. We need more music, Rattling Bone.
And just to confirm that, the next one, Rattling Bone's Rain on My Footsteps. Rattling Bone, a brill. Trombone is dog's bollocks. From M.T. Bristow. Wonder if they're part of Rattling Bone.
No, I don't. No? I think M.T. Bristow is just a fan of Rattling Bone via Punky. Because that rocked up just after we played him, and I don't think it's as a result of them being a fan of the... I think we brought a fan and a band across the land together there, which is why we want more Rattling Bone. Wiley Bow, if you're listening, get it in the fucking post, you retard. Or I'll shove that trombone where the sun don't shine.
Blimey.
Because you might be able to play the trombone, my friend, but I'm a grade 8 bum trumpet.
Happy New Year.
And to you.
I started 2010 with flu and my boiler dying on me. Joy. I hope yours is better from Insane Star.
Insane Star. Insane if your boiler star. Had died on you and you were really cold, I could maybe have warmed you up. As long as you didn't tell your folks. That's the thing. I go, don't tell Daddy. Because I know him from down the pub. Yeah, I don't. I've missed that.
Pastis. Tony, you numpty.
Pasties.
I like this one already.
Pasties come from Cornwall, a la Cornish pasty. Pastis comes from Marseille, and it's potent. And no, it isn't, cassis, you plonkers. They were thinking you two knew your booze. How very disappointing.
Don't worry, we did the research. Exactly. And we told you about it last week, didn't we? Did it last week?
I think I'm a little bit behind.
Yeah, well,
we,
I don't know.
We may live in a third world country, but hey, the hangovers are a small price to pay for the sunshine.
Try telling that to Haiti.
Anyways, as always, Funky Rocks. And yes, it is our small piece of England, as you won't believe how crap French radio is. I will. I've driven through France. It's horrible. Côté Limon. I know that isn't a drink. Helen and Aidy, who are currently demolishing a QB of local plonk, i.e. a large box of wine in it. Keep up the good work, and don't forget we are sending you a bill for the music purchased, because we heard it on Plonky.
Well, it's alright. I don't mind about the bill, as long as you're getting the chalet ready for the Plonky holiday this summer, when everyone's coming to see you. And there is some good French radio, but it's sort of public access, and pirate stuff in the cities, where you get all this crazy alternative nut-house radio.
I say the stuff we drive
is the Radio Libertaire. We only play the music no one else does.
Vive la France!
Vive la France, bollocks to the France, vive my house. I declare my house into my maison indépendiente. Oh, that's more Italian,
probably.
My maison indépendante. What's independent? You'd think I'd know. They're quite well known for the independence, the French. I think it might be a French word, independence.
Probably.
Sounds like it could be. It's probably independence.
Indépendance.
Probably is. La France indépendance. I would not feed this to my dog. Right, have you finished?
That's it.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I'm just like the fag, sorry. Yeah, so that's
like
nice.
In one hand, smoothie in the other.
I'm quite serious about us all going down there, by the way, Helen and Aidy. If you are listening, you have to let us know when you're not going to be about. We'll just leave a key under the mat. What am I saying to south of France? They all leave their doors open. They have no crime.
That's right.
We have Moi le crâne. Where we are, all we have is crepe. We do not have crime. We have crepe, du vin, du persin, etc. You've got nothing to add there, have
I've
you?
I've got nothing to add.
You've been nonplussed by my brilliant understanding of the French language.
It's brilliant, but my French language is so appalling.
Well, your English isn't very good.
No, it's not.
So, yes, please do vote for us next Monday on Podcast Alley. I'll tell you what, mate. We're racing through it. The second half of the show is going to go on forever, as usual. We're racing through this. Track 3, this is a band we've never played before, Tay.
Okay, cool.
And fans of the old trombone out there will be happy about this, I'm sure. Because there's no one that plays the trombone. Oh, yes, there is. Yeah, oh, yeah. Because the vocalist is also vocalist stroke trombone player. So you don't hear any trombone while the vocals are on. That would be witchcraft. The band called Beat the Red Light, who I said, have you heard these before? And he went, they sound familiar. Oh yeah, I think I did a gig with them.
Yeah.
Perhaps you'd like to fill us in on this one, Tom.
Back in September, my band Right Hand Pink, I think he even mentioned it on the show. I says it was a ska band at the time. We played with a ska band and a Swedish band. And the ska band were from High Wycombe, and they were ska / thrash. The first time I'd ever heard that. So I thought that sounded familiar. And yeah, they were touring. And we played at the Black Market with them in September.
Right.
There were about 7 or 8 of them on the tiny stage, so they were jumping off, and it was good. It was really good.
And we just had a listen through. So there's a 5-track EP that's come out that's titled simply Beat the Red Light. And it's out on That's Not Skanking Records. This all fits in, doesn't it? It's punky, it's Right Hand Pink, it's That's Not Skanking, it's Aylesbury, everything you could possibly want, really. And we had a listen through. This band, I would say, are... I was going to say made special, but made it a bit different in that each track has quite a long instrumental start, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's so the trombone player gets a bit of trombone before he starts singing. Right? But there is quite a long instrumental start to this, but don't panic. That's how it should be. And I like it. And it makes them a little bit different. And also it's got a real hardcore vocal on what is essentially... not even ska punk, it's sort of a ska track, isn't it? I'm liking it, basically. I'm liking it.
It's a nice little fusion.
Yeah, it's a nice little fusion. Look at that. And there was me saying, your English was limited. And we basically, as usual, to prove that we don't just pick a song out, this is track 4 or 5. I'll ask you the MySpace page after this. We played it. This is White Collar Pride.
Who I gotta be, fuck that. I don't want that. Not a fight crowd. It's me. Who I-
I'm liking Beat the Red Light, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm liking them. We're going to play another track off that. I mean, we're only going to play one more track of it because there's only five on it.
Yeah.
So we will play one more track off it in a few weeks' time. But in the meantime, the best thing to do is check out their MySpace page, which is, Tony?
MySpace.com/Beat the Red Light.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie Beat the Internet Nil. This could be a whitewash this week. Really could be a complete whitewash. This is the cemetery service underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Paul. That's all right. I'm happy to help. We were just discussing, weren't we, that if the cemetery surfers bring out a new album,
yeah,
and they give the front cover the same treatment Wonk Unit have,
it could be quite disturbing.
We're going to be terrified because Jeff Ugly Shoes has, of course, got a knob to match Russ's. It's like, strange really that there should be so many big dicks listening to this show, yeah. But there you go.
And we should know so much about it.
Yeah, that's a bit worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, we were discussing Wonk Unit's album, Raise Japanese Flag. No, Salute Japanese Flag. Fly the Japanese Flag. Features on the front cover. What we're praying is a photoshopped photograph of the mighty cougar with his knob out, standing behind a girl in a little pink top. Personally, I'm not very happy about the cover. I think it's counterproductive, and he's got a bigger knob than I have.
It's disturbing.
You've just found it disturbing.
It's disturbing.
The album, however, itself is absolutely brilliant. So do check them out. I know we're not playing track three, but do check them out, and check Beat the Red Light out as well. And check out the cemetery service for that matter. They've got a load of material online as well. Right now, Tone, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your twat nominations. I'm always going to need more, I'm afraid. Insatiable thirst for twat in these times. So if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason.
In these times of recession, Tony.
Yep. We have all to club together.
There's nothing that can take your mind off it more than a moist front cleft.
Exactly.
And I'm a bit disturbed about the way you said we have to club together.
Yeah.
That would suggest that we're going to take a claw hammer to our girlfriend's parts. Whichever girlfriends they may be.
That's where your mind works. Disturbing. Okay. This is from Jim C. The thing is
Jim Cannamella.
Cannamella. Twat's name, not sure, just jump dumb white bitch. Biatch. Twat's name, Route 270 in Missouri. Reason for the rise to twatdom, here we go. Being originally from the east coast of the US, Massachusetts to be more exact.
Massachusetts!
We are taught as new drivers that passing on the right is not recommended and severely frowned upon. We are taught that the left lane is for passing and you're supposed to travel in the right lane.
Yes, that is the exact opposite way around to it is here, which is undertaking is dangerous.
Yeah.
For British listeners who are thinking, hang on, no, you do overtake on the right. Yes, undertaking on whichever side of the road you're on is dangerous, and well done the East Coast for learning that.
Only moving to the left lane to overtake slow vehicles. Should we find ourselves travelling in the left lane, we're also taught to occasionally check our rearview mirrors for faster vehicles and move to the right before they make us hood ornaments. In Illinois and Missouri, this is not the case. While driving to St. Louis yesterday, I found myself in the left lane. I had overtaken a slow vehicle a couple of tenths of a mile earlier. However, the dumb white biatch in the white station wagon apparently did not understand that the growing headlights in the rearview mirror meant that a faster vehicle, mine, was about to turn her car into a hood ornament. No, I didn't ram her, although I should have. I got real close, then backed off, allowing her ample time to shift lanes. She did not. Since there was just the two of us, no vehicles for half a mile either way, I went ahead and passed her on the right. As her station wagon became smaller in my rear view, I distinctly saw the single digit salute being prompt displayed for me to see. So I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy. She's still a twat. Gave her plenty of opportunities to move out of the way since she was travelling in a passing lane and forced me to pass in the travel lane. For this, I nominate the dumb white biatch in the white station wagon travelling on Route 270 in Missouri on Saturday, January the 16th, 2010.
Hey.
For it's a twat.
The song we should be playing after this is The Quakes' Asshole in the Express Lane. Do you remember when we played that?
Yeah.
There's an asshole in the express lane. Down, 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 down. Great song. Yes, he is right and she is wrong and just basic driving. I know that as a result of my ban, I'm not really want to talk about safe driving, but the basic tenet of driving is that the inside lane, whichever way it is, the slow lane, that's the driving lane.
Yeah.
And the lane outside it is an overtaking lane. And you don't stay in that overtaking lane if there's nothing else there. So I do completely agree. And those young drivers out there would do well to... And also, I say young drivers, let's make this a bit more specific. This message goes out to all young drivers, women, and foreigners who all seem to do this. It does seem to be the only people that observe the right rules on a motorway. Hey, this is going out there, this comment, but it's white middle class males.
Okay.
White middle class males observe the rules, unless, of course, they're reps, in which case they drive like spastics.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm completely with you on this one, of course.
Cool. So, the dumb white biatch from the Route 270 Missouri, who was on there on Saturday, January the 16th,
is a twat.
Cheers,
very
Jim.
Nicely done, Jim Cannamella.
Right.
And thanks very much to Jack Daniels as well. That's almost done.
Really?
Yeah. I've been trying to take it easy with it. But it's almost done, because, you know, I decided that one of my New Year's resolutions last year,
not drink so much whiskey,
was not to drink whiskey anymore, because it turned me into an arsehole.
Uh-huh.
I've discovered if I only drink it in my own home, I just slag myself off. It's fine. Fine. It's fine. Absolutely fine.
No harm, no foul.
Hey, seeing as we're approaching 30 past show and it's time for a break, and I believe during this break, Tony, simply by moving to your right hand side and getting that box out of the kitchen, which you don't have to do right now, during the, well, not the break, but during this song maybe, we can enjoy another luxury orange tinted brownie. It's time to play something, because I said, you see, as you're here, Tony, and you're here helping to pick the music, you were instrumental in us playing Resistance 77. You've also picked this band, and then we had a listen to it. The Scourge,
yeah.
Who, and the reason we're playing this at half time is because we play them at the end of the show every week. They're the one who goes, "Bunch of cunts," that's them. But that's not them singing, and this is representative of the band, what we're about to play now. This is from their second album, Can't Be Asked. These songs are available for download on iTunes.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. I don't think the CDs are available, but I think you can get the tracks. And trust me, if you are British, you'll understand every reference in here, and they do sing very quickly and with an accent. If you're in the rest of the world, just try and keep up, but bear in mind that the chorus features every single famous darts player of the last 30 years, right? And how it goes on is really, really good. What I want to know, Tony, is what is The Scourge's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Scourge?
It is. How are you spelling Scourge?
S-C-U-R-G.
Indeed. Not the way it should be spelt, the way they spell it. MySpace.com/The Scourge. T-H-E-S-C-U-R-G-E. Fabulously funny band. Come up with some great, catchy punk numbers. Let's play darts.
Leighton's in the pub, Dell's drinking pints of milk, Bristow's eating grub. Lowe's been out farming, Bobby's building houses, Wilson's done his cartridge, Taylor's just a fat bastard. He's had a heart attack, Leighton's drinking lager, Della's on pints of gin, Bristow's doing lambardas, John's out on his tractor, George, whatever, you know, Taylor, you're still a fat bum.
Come on, let's play darts.
Darts! Darts! Come on, son, let's hit the 20. Three of them, yeah, no, that all will be plenty. Don't get the shakes when you're on the hockey. Come on, son, let's play just. Now keep out the black and into the red. Nothing to this game for two in a bed. He sits at the back and he's screaming 180. Whoa, I don't believe it. Hey!
Let's play darts.
Come on, let's finish it here.
much for coming along this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, let's write. Ah, oh, fuck it.
I'm loving that.
That's been ages to hear that.
Yeah. It's just a great track, isn't it? That's quite loud. Should I turn that down a bit? Yeah, I got it. You can do it, can you? That's the Scourge and Let's Play Darts from their album Can't Be Arsed. The first album's a classic. The second one's great as well. What I would do is I'd go on iTunes and I'd listen to all the songs. And what I would do is make yourself a compilation album of Scourge tracks, taking the best ones and do it like that, like a playlist. And I think that will make you very happy for a limited amount of money.
Mm.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it 20 tracks on that album?
What?
There's a lot, isn't there?
There's 14 on this one. 14. And there's, yeah, more than that on the first one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what I would do, because some of them are just little, short little things like Bronco and Quink and that. But then there's a lot, I mean, on this one, for example, Porn Star, Black Moustache, Top Hole, Bottom Hole, Tartan, What's Your Favourite, Steve Austin, Can't Be Arsed, and Let's Play Darts are all brilliant. You could put those on and your six or seven favourites for the other one. Got yourself a great compilation album.
Mm. It's harder on the other album?
Yes. Ah. You got yourself a best of, if you will, and my favourite Scourge songs on the other album as well. Antifreeze. Bam, 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 yum, 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 bam, bam, bam. I love those songs. Right, now then, Tony.
Yeah.
For 1 week only, you're hearing underneath us the Hispanic Girls mix, and it does make me think that there was probably an Hispanic Girls album out a few months ago, or in fact there might be one due out now.
All right,
because they do it with the calendar, don't they?
Okay,
they
do it. Got February in my head.
They do it with they bring out an Hispanic Girls, Spanish Girls of Garage Rock calendar every year, and bring out tunes that the girls play to go with it. And I bet they're about to have a new one out. Might do a bit of research there.
Probably.
I still need to go to Valencia to have some fun and games with those garage types. I'll sort it out at some point.
Okay.
If I had the time off, I'd drive it. I'd go down to Marseille.
Valencia's bottom right.
No, Valencia's halfway down on the right. Underneath Barcelona, yeah.
Okay.
You just follow the coast down from Barcelona. I do fancy it. I am mean it. But anyway, Tony. One thing I haven't managed to do this week is retain any information about our sponsors, GoDaddy.
All right, okay.
I was wondering if, as this tune's going on, could maybe tell me a little bit about them, and who knows, maybe with a chuckle.
Okay, let me give it a go.
As I indulge in my luxurious
orange-infused
chocolate brownie, yeah.
Well, let me think. So GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first step if you want to create your very own website.
It will be when I finish this luxurious orange tinted brownie.
And GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
They're SLs. And they'll protect your customers' details.
They need protection.
But the best news of all,
never more than that.
If you enter the code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
you can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8. That's,
I've still got my brownie on PUNKY8,
which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Fuck those. Is it because of that exchange rate, baby?
That's the fella.
Excellent.
Also, there is PUNKY9. That's
PUNKY9,
which will give you 30% off all .com domains. There is that's a bit more professional. It's a yaffle. There's an additional code, which is PUNKY25. That's,
I'm going to do it like you. PUNKY25.
Which will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Beautifully done.
Seamless.
Bagpuss. Bagpuss. Big fat furry catpuss. Baggy and a little loose at the seams. But Emily loved him. Oh, Professor Yaffle. Gabriel and Madeline were just dolls. I'll tell you what, just before we do the next bit, talking of old kids' shows, I may have mentioned about the fact that there's a girl in St. Louis who's a friend of Ambrance. Actually, she's the kind of the would-be sister-in-law of Ambrance, called Jen.
Okay.
And Jen is famous because she has magic tits.
Okay.
Change size depends on weather conditions, heat, what's been going on, whether it's a Friday, that sort of thing, right?
Okay.
If it's a bank holiday. And they inflate and deflate au naturel without the help of man or beast. They just will be bigger one day and smaller the next.
All right.
And she's known as Jen with the magic tits, right? I was reminded of this when the other day I'm flicking through YouTube looking for Bagpuss stuff, and on it got a list of other kids' shows. Jamie and his magic torch. Like, Jenny and her magic tits. Yeah, fits perfectly as well. There's even a bit where if you substitute the words Jenny for Jamie on the thing tune and tits for torch, and the dog's called Wordsworth,
yeah,
in it. And Jen's going out with Amber's brother, Brandon. And if you substitute the word Wordsworth, Brandon, for Wordsworth, you get a really sinister out of order sex line on the theme when they're going down the helter skelter.
All
where
right.
He goes, Jamie and his magic torch. And then he goes, Jamie's always doing something, he's always trying to be kind. And here comes Brandon coming up hard behind. I go, oh, I bet you'd love that. Right, yeah, anyway, if you type in Jamie and his magic torch or Jamie and the magic torch to YouTube, you'll get the theme tune.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Great theme tune.
Made me think of that. Yeah. I'm sorry. Something else from my past now, Tony.
Okay.
A blast from the past, from the mid-80s. Again, a band we haven't played in a while. My first favourite band as someone who could go to see gigs. And the first gig I ever saw, in fact, was this band, King Kurt. Saw them at Bozine House in Stevenage. 1986, I think. 85 or 86. Might have been 86. This album, this is the CD since 1991, but the album came out in the mid-80s. And this is a track that they did used to play live, but it's not one of their better-known ones. And shall I tell you about it now? No. I'll tell you about it after we played it. This is Nebo Knock. What a great song that is. Takes me right back, Tone. Takes me right back. What I want to know is, what is King Kerr's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is. It's Tony Five, poorly beating the internet nil. I saw it coming. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Paul, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. It's absolutely fine, mate. Anytime. Anytime. Now, you may remember, Tony, last week I was talking about how I'd been in Wales and I'd been through a place and saw the sign for Betsy Coed.
Yeah.
Which I said, I have a... And I did a version of Black Betty on the basis that it was Black Betty in Welsh.
Uh-huh.
But Rowley from Dark Compass, he's such a card. He's so funny. He's like Playtime Fontaine. He's Captain Happy. He knows a good joke when he sees it. He sent me a little message saying, what? He's Welsh. He said, what? E Coed is the trees. So it's something like Betty's trees. Not Black Betty. Woolly Dark Compass. Oh, thanks, though, mate.
Oh, well, that's cleared that up then, hasn't it?
It's really kind, yeah.
Infotainment.
Yeah. I was going to tell people to go and listen to his podcast, which is really good, but if he's got that standard of humour on it, I'd probably let that go, Rowley. I was probably just having a laugh. He's right, of course. But now I don't know what black is in Welsh. I need to find out.
True.
So, Rowley, you managed to come up with half the information I require. You've told me what it's not. I now want to know what it is. And once I know what it is, I will re-perform my stunning version of Black Betty in Welsh. Bam, blam. And we'll take it from there. Now, in other news, Tony, right? Yeah. In other news.
Uh-huh.
It's time for Comedy Suburbs. Because I figured after that sentence, we ought to have something funny on the show. So, and this has come through from Bridget Kerr. Now, you might remember Bridget's actually, she's followed through with a few things for us.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure where she's from, and I discovered I now know her. I know who it is. She's actually the former arts editor of my local paper.
All right.
Who clearly doesn't have a lot to do these days, whatever she's doing. Because she seems to send me these things through with alarming regularity. I do normally ignore them. But this one was quite good. If you do have a joke you'd like to send in for us, send it to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Bridget did. It could be an old joke, new joke, one you made up yourself. Funny, just a funny thing. Some of you may have heard this joke before. I have, but not for a long time, and had forgotten it. Here we go. Bridget writes, just because someone doesn't love you the way you want them to, doesn't mean they don't love you with all they have. Ralph and Edna were both patients in a mental hospital. One day, while they were walking past the hospital swimming pool, Ralph suddenly jumped into the deep end. He sank to the bottom of the pool and stayed there. Edna promptly jumped in to save him. She swam to the bottom and pulled him out. When the head nurse director became aware of Edna's heroic act, she immediately ordered her to be discharged from the hospital, as she now considered her to be mentally stable. When she went to tell Edna the news, she said, Edna, I have good news and bad news. The good news is you're being discharged, since you were able to rationally respond to a crisis by jumping in and saving the life of the person you love. I have concluded that your act displays sound-mindedness. The bad news is Ralph hung himself in the bathroom with his bathrobe belt right after you saved him. I'm so sorry, but he's dead. Edna replied, he didn't hang himself, I put him there to dry. How soon can I go home?
Nice.
I quite like that. So yeah, now, that's not the only feature we're after, of course.
Okay.
I'm also interested in your poems to Poetry Corner. Email poorlybeat@punkyradio.com, title your email Poetry Corner. And any length of poem, a haiku, any length, it can be one you've written yourself, one you've heard before. I just like them, just send them through, because again, we're not getting a lot through at the moment, are we?
No, not really. It's very quiet again.
Yeah. Yeah. We need you to wake up. If you've written anything, send it. Also, there's various other things you can do, but of particular interest to me is something that's just happened while we're listening to the Dead 60s, which is I just did that thing when I don't know whether you ever do this, whether you ever play with your midriff, but uh-huh. I put my finger into my belly button.
Uh-huh. Pulled out some
blue fluff. Look at that.
Yeah, why do blue fluff?
I've rolled it up. Genuine blue fluff. I might add it to the competition that we'll be doing later on in the show. That'll be a nice touch for someone. I'm going to put that there. We have a competition coming up when you have the chance to win a CD and a rolled up ball of blue fluff from my belly button. Yeah, I know that.
They could clone you from that.
Oh, shit. Maybe it's not such a good idea. I will include the blue fluff in the prize. Have you got, see if you've got anything going on in yours, will you?
No. Just dried semen, I'm afraid.
Do you want to add that?
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Clean both of us.
It could be like the fly. You were the Brundle fly, I'll be Tony Paul.
That's alarming.
I don't know what would happen. Well, I'll tell you what it would be. Tony Paul
would very nearly have a beard.
Hern Paul would be. Oh yeah, by the way, what do you think of the tattoo
beard nice.
Combination? You're liking it?
You've got all the bits I haven't.
The Rocking Cavalier. I think that Tony Paul would be a vengeful god for the side order of Kid Blood. He'd smite you, and then he'd sit in the corner crying about
it. Yeah, he'd feel really bad about it.
Yeah. I'm going to return, Kid Blood. So yeah, if you do have a feature for us, getting back to the show, do send it to us. Time for the next song, Tone. Right, now this one, right, this is quite old as well. This goes back to 2004. And Hellcat Records brought out a series of CDs called Give 'Em the Boot. And they're really, really good. They've got bands like Rancid, The Slackers, Tiger Army, Roger Miro and the Disasters, US Refnecks, Dropkick Murphys, Lars Fredericks and the Bastards, Necromantics, Transplants, Joe Song and Escaleros, loads and loads of good. Oh, Resurrex. I know Daniel DeLeon. Loads of good stuff. And also this band. Now, we've already played. There is quite a bit of ska on the show this week.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of trombone. There's quite a bit of trumpet. There's quite a bit of saxophone, uh-huh. As we heard with the last song. None of that's stopping right now. Because, Tony, it's time for the Agrolites. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheAgrolites.
It is. And how are you spelling the Agrolites?
T-H-E.
Yep.
A-G-R-O-L-I-T-E-S.
You've missed the G out.
The double G.
The double G. A-G-G-R-O-L-I-T-E-S. Which means it's now Tony 5, Paulie B the Internet 5, because by default, we're spelling mistake, I get 5 points. And and this is Dirty Reggae.
Got it.
great, that, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just really, like, you can't help but skank around the lounge for that one. And I reckon, as a direct result of playing that track, there are a couple of people in the south of France.
Oh, right.
And a woman in the Carolinas, I think, who will be running to their computers, or those obviously already be at them because they'll see the show, and looking into more Agrolite stuff. Great band, and they're touring the UK at the moment. I don't know whether it's part of a world tour or whatever, but I heard they were in session on Mark Lamar's show on Radio 2 the other week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really good band. Really good band, and do check them out. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Paul, you've done a great job. Thank you so much. It's nice of you to mention me, because I sometimes feel a bit neglected. So, I'm going to tell you about last week, what happened to me last week. Well, okay. Before I do, what did you get up to last week? Anything?
No, found a flat, sorted it. No, that's about it.
Okay. Thanks for that. Uh-huh. I went up to Huddersfield last Thursday, en route to Newcastle. Uh-huh. And I was doing Huddersfield University, which I have played before, but the last time I played it was probably 2 years ago, and I lost my voice. I'll tell you when it was. It was when we just come back from the States, when my voice is all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
So was that September before last, wasn't it? Was it? Or even before that? September before last.
Yeah.
Is it not September last? 2007, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, long time ago. Anyway, I managed to do all right with no fucking voice.
Yeah.
So I thought this gig would be all right. Oh, Tony, what a pleasure.
Really?
What a gig, yeah. Oh, what a great crowd. Thank you so much to everyone who came down to that show. The rest of the acts on the bill were all right.
Right, okay.
But they're all kind of newish. So, obviously, I've been doing student gigs for years and that, so I was kind of... I was always going to have the best chance, but, oh, it's such a good gig. And the audience, absolutely brilliant. And hello to Keith and Emma, and one or two others who came up to me afterwards and bought CDs. I sold, shifted some units, and I'm hoping to bump into one or two of them again sometime. When I'm up there again, they're all going to, when I'm doing Leeds or something, a few of them are going to come over and watch. So yeah, I just had a really, really brilliant time. Then on the Friday, I met up with Silky, mate Silky, stand-up comic, who lives in Leeds. And we had some, well, I say we had lunch. I got round there fairly early in the morning. I got round there about before 10 o'clock, which for me is outrageous. And he said, oh, excellent, I'm just making porridge. I went, are you?
Okay.
I'm not sure. Oh, Silky's porridge, did it? It had berries in it. Ooh, had all sorts in it, this porridge. Right, anyway, we hung about. Not a lot happened, really. Hung about till lunch, when he said, do you want some mushroom soup? I went, yeah, all right. So he goes and makes homemade mushroom soup with big crusty bread on that, and comes out. He goes, now I do realise everything I'm serving you today is brown. Oh, don't worry, sunshine, it'll keep me regular. Set off up to Newcastle, got there about, I don't know, 5 o'clock probably, a bit after half five. Got into the flat, they have a flat there. I'm on with Simon Bly and Brendan Riley, both of whom are Scousers.
Right.
And I'm the only one with a moustache. It was not lost. I thought, if there's a fight between them, I can legitimately stand between them and go, hey, calm down, all right. The gig that night at the Hyena was absolutely pants.
Okay.
Having been built up by the Huddersfield one to then do that, it was, oh my God, what a performance. It was only half full, but the audience, I think I put on my Facebook status, the audience was so disinterested in the gig, they didn't notice it themselves. There's just nothing there.
Yeah.
And you get one table of laugh, and then don't do anything else, another table of laugh for a bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't a death, it wasn't like you... I mean, actually, the three comics, we all did all right.
Mm.
But we all came off stage thinking, what the fuck happened there? It's just odd. Typically, you do a great gig.
Yeah.
Very few people approach you as a comic. You do a bad gig, everyone comes up to your office saying, I thought you were funny, mate. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Right? And I say to all of them, well, you could have let me know while I was on stage. And I went down, there's like a nightclub underneath the venue, and I went downstairs, I'll just have a drink. Oh, my God. Surrounded.
Really?
Surrounded, yeah. Just all night. All right, mate, I thought you were brilliant. Great show tonight. You were the best. Excellent. I'm going, good. I don't remember it being like that at all. Were you at the same gig? You know, are you sure you weren't in Huddersfield last night? this is odd. One woman, very generously breasted, struck up a conversation with me.
Okay.
From the West Midlands. And was very pleased with showing me where she was from. And I went, oh, Black Country. She's from Oldbury. which is towards West Bromwich, so it is back country. It's just Yam Yam, not Birmingham.
Right, okay.
It's in the greater Birmingham bit, but it's not Birmingham. And she went, oh, thank you so much. Well, what's it? Thank you so much, because she said, because you haven't said, oh, you're a Brummie. Well, no, you're not a Brummie, you're black country. And she went, oh, that's great. And I said, and might I say, you have fabulous tits. And we're outside having a fag, and she went, oh, thank you, my husband loves him, 34J.
Jesus.
I went, fucking hell. She went, do you want to feel him? I went, yeah. So she took my fag out of my mouth. Sorry, she took my fag out of my hand and put it in my mouth, got hold of both my hands and just dunked him on the boobs. And I'm standing outside looking at the doorman going, this is all right, isn't it? He's going, oh, you've done all right, Lake. Yep, thanks very much. So anyway, went back inside, just had a chat with another few people. She bought me a drink. I thought, this one was perfect. No wonder she's married, right? Lets you fill their boobs and buys you a drink. This is fucking different class. Anyway, she fucks off, everyone fucks off. I'm there until the end, when I was left at the end with half a dozen people from a combination of Northern Ireland and Scotland.
Okay.
And we all got into a big, pissed, massive political debate. And it was really funny because the Irish were basically saying they hated the Scottish were basically saying they hated the English, and I was saying I'd had enough of the mix. So it just, it all worked out perfectly, really, and we all left happy, shook hands and we left. Staggered home, had a battered sausage, you know, bought one.
Oh, like, oh okay.
I didn't bump into the woman again.
Yeah.
Got back to the flat, it was freezing. Oh, that's finished, blimey. Stayed overnight, and then on the Saturday I met up with Bettina Spankenhaus, who is a burlesque dancer that I've mentioned on the show before.
Yeah.
And a little son, Moss, who is the cutest little kid. Bright blue eyes and a shock of red hair. Real ginger, real orange hair and bright blue eyes, and a funny little kid as well. And we went for Chinese in the afternoon called the Ho Buffet, which again I put on my Facebook saying, was fairly standard all-you-can-eat Chinese and not the smorgasbord of prostitutes I was hoping for. I'll tell you about the rest in the next bit, because I've clearly rattled on for too long. I've got to do the competition. I'll do the competition in the next bit as well.
Okay.
This is from their new album. We've been waiting for this. Limousine. Primitive Potentate.
Say red, the best, blah, blah. She gets better inside her shirt.
That's from Limousine's new album, Tony. It's called Evil Love. I can identify with it. If you fancy a bit of evil loving, you know where to come. And of course it's a brilliant album. It's Limousine. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
And how are you spelling Limousine?
L-I-M-O-Z-I-N-E.
Yes, and because you got it right, I'll have 2 points. So, you know,
eh?
No, it's all right. I'm not having the five either. It's Tony. No, I'm having one. It's Tony 6, Paulie B and Internet 1. That's fair, isn't it? It's fair, because I can't be over here.
It's fair.
So, yeah, do check out the MySpace page. Buy this album. I'm not sure whether it's out right now. It's out. It's out very soon. It's called Evil Love, as I say. It's just great. It does sound a bit like various forms of trashy, garagey sort of bands, and there's a real Cramps influence in there, which is why I picked this out, because as soon as I saw track 10, Primitive Potentate, I said to you, didn't I? I don't care what's on this album, we're going to end up playing track 10, because that's just got the Cramps written all over it. And the start to it does sound like a track by the Cramps called I'm Customised, which he started, I was singing as soon as it started, and then it gets into Primitive Potentate, Potentate being like the Cramps song, I'm the most exalted potentate of love. It's got a great start, that song, as well. It goes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight from the Peppermint Lounge, the Cramps, and you just get this gong go, boom. It goes down, 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 bang, dang, 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 bang, dang, dang. It sounds a bit like, actually, the backing to this, and there we're all happy. It's been sent to us by Manila PR, who Gemma from Manila PR was supposed to show up to the gig at the High in Newcastle on Saturday night, but couldn't because her sister got ill, which is a real shame, because she missed a truly fantastic gig.
Okay.
After the Friday night and Vinetka, the Saturday night was just a joy, and everybody left happy.
Hey.
And me and Simon Bly went downstairs to the nightclub again, where once again we were surrounded all night, and once again got really, really pissed. Had chip butties on the way home, and I had a battered sausage.
Chip butty. It's been a long time.
Chip butty and a battered sausage. Different class. Different class. So, I've got an album to give away. They've sent me two.
Okay.
I've got one for the competition. Limousine, Evil Love. If you would like to own it, and trust me, you do. And not only that, but in the sleeve, as you're going to see me do now, in the sleeve there will also be a little blue rolled up ball of my
fluff,
my belly button fluff,
uh-huh,
is in there. I've put it on the back there, that you can see it. At the moment it's just over the track from Berlin, track 3. Oh, it's just dropped. A good cop, bad cop. There it is, look, you see it?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So if you would like to win the Limousine album Evil Love, incorporating a small round ball of my rolled up belly button fluff, which I realise will probably be the one that makes you really want it.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is send your answer to the following poser to this email address, paulieb@punkyradio.com, paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Limousine Competition. Here's the question. What's the name of the song we just played? All you have to do is rewind a little bit. What's the name of the song we just played? Send that and your address, please, because after the debacle with the Christmas thing, I'm still sat on all these CDs, haven't decided who to give them to yet.
Okay.
We could give all those as well. That'd make a competition. Fuck it. He ain't got back in touch. If you'd like the chance to win 35 CDs and the new Limousine album and some of my belly button fluff.
Wow.
And possibly a bit of Tony's dried semen, but we're still trying to find something industrial enough to scrape it off. There probably won't be the semen.
Probably not. I'll see what I can do.
Well, Steph wants it all. It's basically sail or return, isn't it?
Yeah.
The chance to win all of that. And those of you that entered at Christmas, do enter again. The chance to win all of that, I want email, paulieb@punkyray.com, title your email, Limousine Competition. What was the song by Limousine we played just now? Song 7 on this week's show, what was it? Send me that and your address, and one of you's going to have a hell of a fucking prize there, and some CDs.
Nice.
I've got to tell you about this week, mate.
Okay.
Got to tell you about this week. Because Saturday night I'm doing my Well, actually, Thursday night, I might be going to see the Vickers, just found out today. And there will be my interview with them next on next week's show.
Okay.
That I did, because I found my recording device, or rather someone else found it and posted it to me.
Cool.
I had left it in South London.
Right.
Thank you to Renee Copal for finding it and posting it to me, you lovely, lovely lady. And Harley, if you're listening, grow up. Right?
Fair enough.
I hope he is listening, that would be really funny. In fact, I might send him an email saying, you've got to listen to this week's show, but I'm not going to tell you why. I should grow up, really. I've been invited to the 100 Club this Thursday to see them and another band called the Revellions, who I've never seen before, who I might be interviewing as well. So that's Thursday. Friday night, I'm doing a gig in Dulwich at a thing that's, I think called the Comedy and Film Club, or Comedy and Movie Club or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know a lot more about that, but it's in Dulwich on Friday. Saturday night is the gig I was running in Bedford on Sundays. We've moved it bi-monthly to Saturdays.
Right.
It's at the Pad in Bedford this Saturday. It features Paddy Lennox and Paul Ricketts. Lennox, of whom went to the Isle of Wight with me when we saw Freddie Starr on the way back.
Okay.
And Paul Ricketts, who is going out with an absolutely lovely girl called Verity Welsh, who I quite like myself, and she's a headmistress, so she's got a few quid and a cane. I don't think they have them anymore, but it's worth a try, isn't it? She'd only asked me to use it on her. I don't know why I'm wasting time. And he is originally from Bedford.
Oh, okay.
So cool. It should be really nice. And DJ Watch is going to be DJing a full thing after. So it basically, the doors are going to open at 7:30. Comedy's going to start 8:30. It'll be finished by 10:30. And then there's a club night called Loaded. 80s, 90s, alternative classics, right the way through till 3 a.m. What does that mean?
You're going to get smashed?
It means I'm going to get smashed. Which is a minor problem, because on Sunday, it's Dolly Remixture.
Hey.
That's back with a full bill, including especially Press to Continue. Tell you what, we might have a track from them next week.
Okay.
Including Press to Continue, a ska band that we've played on the show before, who are absolutely excellent. They'll be closing the show. We've got two comics on, two magic acts, we've got a burlesque double act, a band, Roxanne.
Yeah.
I'm treating it as my cabaret birthday, kitchen style.
Okay.
I'll tell you more about the rest of the birthday plans next week. Advance tickets can be bought from the usual outlets. They are Farley's Green Salon on Hermitage Road, Doobie, which I don't think it's just a Doobie, I suppose it's Churchyard, the Victoria Pub, they're all in Itchin, and Rose and Dylan down East Sheep in Letchford. Or you can pay on the door, 10 quid. Show starts at 8, doors open at 7. Make sure you get there nice and early. That's about it for me. You got anything else you want to add?
Don't think so. There's not a lot going on with me. Work and moving.
Well, in that case then, let's get on with the last track. First Time Riot, Tony. Now, we had to play this album through, didn't we, to remind ourselves what we'd already played on it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to repeat anything. And we played a couple, haven't we? We played Agenda 21 and First Time Riot. This is another great album. I've got a feeling, I'm sorry I can't remember. I think they're from Nottingham. Are they? I think so, yeah. I'm not convinced of that, but anyway, what do I know, Sonny? What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/FirstTimeRiot.
It is. It's Tony Seven, poorly being the internet one. It's been an absolute drubbing this week. I'm going to play the song now. This is I really like this track. I mean, I know I'm bad to say that, but I do. I really like this track. I hope you like it too. This is The Crowd of England.
It all started back in 76, where the Labour government voted for a trick. The working class were promised a better way of life. If you work for the money, you can get it all goodbye. Johnny's taking it down, make yourself a name. Where the sounds of revolution, all offensive and proud. From the streets of other gas, a social strife. This isn't good enough, we want a better way of life. The future running through my mind, and the crowd of England remains the same. Deep down the anti kisses of humankind, the crowd of England remains the same. Three decades on, nothing much has changed. The crowd of England remains the same. Another suspect of it causes social strife. This isn't good enough, but it's better way of life. Of the future burning through my mind, and the crowd of England remains the same. Deemed that the anti-dishes are even kind, the crowd of England remains the same.
Well, Tone, it's been lovely having you here.
It's been a pleasure.
It has been a real pleasure. I'd like to thank myself for doing such a great job on the beds this week. And also I'd like to thank you for being utterly motionless throughout.
Thank you.
Knowing that if anything was so much as to hit anything else, the whole house of cards could come tumbling down. We've managed to get away with this just about. It's voting week. Yeah. Remind people how they vote, Tone.
Yeah, please vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment, because we read them out, and vote from the first, which is Monday.
Yeah, it's actually not voting week, it's next week, but we're saying
we'll get ready for it.
Stick a note on your fridge or something. Also, we're still wanting your iTunes reviews. Tone, remind about that
again. Go to punkyradio.com. on the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up our music store page on iTunes, where you can subscribe to this show, which you hopefully you've already done. You can log in and review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. Please do it. Review us.
3 internet radio stations where you can listen to us, and while you're there, listen to other stuff as well, because they've all got great content. That's why we agreed to be on them. We've been offered more, we've turned some down. Let's just leave it at that. And those 3 are
Hussy Skunk, which you can find at hussyskunk.com, One Wicked Radio, wickedradio.org, and Roach Radio, myspace.com/Roach Radio.
And thank you to all 3 of them for carrying the show. Don't forget, if you want to win a fuckload of CDs this week and some belly button fluff from the legendary me, which I realise is the clincher,
yep,
the deal sealer, make sure that you go back over the end of the show so you get the title. I do realise, of course, that it'll be in the listing for
it'll
the show.
It'll be in the show notes,
but, yeah. But you'll have heard this, so you'll have to have heard this first before you know about that. That's all right. And send your answer to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, limousine competition. Also, for Poetry Con, Corner and Comedy Suburbs. Make sure you come along to my shows this weekend if you can do. Make sure if you're in the Nottingham area in a month's time, you buy Tony a drink.
Yay!
Pretty much all there's left to do is for me to say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poog!
A-poog!
Yes, this has been another Punky Radio production coming through your sound system. I hope you've been skanking. Put your hands and your boots together and your braces on your feet and listen to the naughty, naughty sound of
the Punky Beat.